We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so, so much going on this morning. Don't even know where to begin. Once again, Joe Biden out there, because, you know, the Democrats know that whatever they say, there's about 40 to 46% of the population that will believe it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you tell them. They will literally believe anything, no matter how childlike, simplistic, or simply bizarre.
Well, if it is something that is negative toward conservatives, Republicans, or Donald Trump, yes, they'll believe it.
What Joe Biden, yesterday is asking the public to believe is that what is going on right now with gas prices going back up again? I mean, last year on this day, they were about $3.18, which is bad.
Yeah.
Now they're in the $3.70s on average. That's the average across the nation, right?
Right.
That gas station owners are out to get you. They are suddenly, for no known reason, it's all very confusing. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the 70 regulations Joe Biden put on the oil industry that have kneecapped America's production and taken 1.5 million barrels off the world market, resulting in escalating gas prices for the whole world that are now beginning to starve people in the third world. But liberals don't care. Those are those brown people, the kind they drop off at Martha's Vineyard. We don't care about them. Unless they want to come to Texas and vote Democrat, they can stay there.
Yeah.
But do not bring them to Martha's Vineyard because we don't want to see them in a checkout line. Those people are beginning to starve in their countries, which is a win-win for the Democrats. They're hoping that they will come here. And if they don't make it here, oh well, there'll be less emissions in those countries. Win-win. Anyway, so it's the gas station owners. The gas station owners. Out of the clear blue. Okay, never did this under Trump, but for some reason are doing it now to Joe. They're gouging people. Otherwise, your gas would be fine. And those 70 regulations that Joe Biden put on oil drilling in this country that returned Russia to what Russia feels, understandably, is its rightful place as the world's lead energy producer, Russia. And OPEC Plus is a good way to put that. Depends on the day. We used to be the world's foremost energy producer. We are not anymore. And there is one person, Lee, who did that. He is not a gas station owner.
Yeah.
His name is Joe Biden. And anytime Joe wants the pain to stop, Joe can make the pain stop because he did it with executive order. And the reason Joe Biden's able to do that, this confuses a lot of people when I say he put these regulations on, is because somewhere, depending on the month, between 20 and 25% of our oil production as a country comes off federal land. So he doesn't need Congress to regulate it. He could do it with his pen. So when you pull up to the pump and you feel the pain, Joe would like you to go inside and start screaming at that very nice man behind the counter. Please do not do that. It is not his fault. It's Joe's fault. So Joe is pretending Joe doesn't know, or Joe just doesn't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they just hand him the thing and they tell him to sign it. I don't know. But it is absolutely outrageous. I'll explain the very simple economics behind this. A sixth grader could easily understand it. Not even a particularly bright sixth grader. But I'm not sure that our president has that kind of mental acuity. Here's how it works. Okay. And they had to bring a guy by the name of Sal Rizzovalto. He is the president of the New Jersey Gas Station Owners Association to explain basic economics. Okay. What the gas station owner charges you, what you see at the pump this morning if you have to gas up on your way to work, what that is the price the gas station owner expects to pay for the next shipment. That's what that is. And then there's usually a 1 or 2 cent cushion in there. They either don't make any profit because they make it off what they sell inside, or it'll help cover taxes, fees, local, all of that, because it's expensive. It's their expenses, right? So you put that, you put your expenses on top of that. Most gas stations make $0.00 off gas, or they make such a tiny bit, it is completely negligible. It is a small part of their profits. That has not changed in years. Okay, Joe Biden's out there. He wants you to gang up on the gas station owner. Think it's that guy doing it to you.
Look, the message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices on the pump, bring down the prices you're charging them on to reflect the cost you pay for the product.
To just bring them down to reflect the cost you pay for the product. So he's lying. He's pretending like all of a sudden that they are jacking the prices up. They are not. Says who? Well, the last time he told this lie, Lee, was in July, and even CNN busted him then. This is a desperation move by the president.
I think news organizations need to be a lot more forceful here, Brian, in calling out the president when he misleads the public like this. We know gas station owners aren't really the ones running away to the bank when gas prices go up. There have been stories in the past about how low the margin of profit is for gas station owners on the...
So even CNN's like, nah. But let's call out Sal, the president of the New Jersey Gas Station Owners Association, to explain basic economics to sixth graders and the president.
The best way to make the president understand, if he really doesn't, if he's just trying to find somebody to blame, then nothing's going to work. But I think the best way to make the president understand would be to ask him a question. Mr. President, if you own a gas station, and that tank truck comes across your driveway to deliver gasoline today, and that gasoline costs 20 cents a gallon more than it did when you bought it the last time, what should you do with the price on the pump? A, leave it the same. B, lower it because prices are already too high. Or C, raise it so you continue to pay your mortgage, the taxes, the utilities, the employees, and your own paycheck so you can pay the mortgage at home. That question, I think, may help clear things up for President Biden.
So that's where we are. So we're going to pretend that the 70 regulations had nothing to do with any of this. It's very, very frustrating.
No, well, this is where we are.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that's really frustrating for me, and I'm really glad to see CNBC catching up with where the show has been for so long, months, really, is that they had a guy by the name of Stephen Geiger on. I don't know if you've heard about this. But it is so rare now in America for any sort of truth to be spoken aloud, particularly about finances, right? And they had him on. He's a Wharton professor. He's a pretty milquetoast guy. And he absolutely tore the Fed apart. And he finally said in plain language what I've been saying for months and months and months, that what has happened here is that the Federal Reserve printed a ton of money for Congress because they wanted to spend it. They were looting the Treasury. And now they got high inflation. They got to do something about that, or make it look like they're doing something about that going into the midterms, so that the Democrats can come back into office and finish looting at the Treasury. So what they're doing, he said, is they're going, well, how can we lower inflation? Well, we got to make people poor. Well, how can we make people poor? We're going to attack wages. And so Jerome Powell has been very frank about this. Your wages need to come down. You make it too much money. I'm going to have to make you poor so you can't afford to spend money so we can lower inflation that way. Well, there are so many other ways to do that. But they figure you won't figure out what they're doing until it's too late, or maybe you'll never figure it out, which would be even better. And he's asking the question, and this is ricocheted around the internet because nobody could believe he said it, because it's the truth, and we never say anything that's truly. I mean, that never happens in our society. And he said, listen, this whole idea that they're selling, well, wages need to come down, you're making too much money. He said, no, wages are lagging inflation. They're not keeping up. Wages aren't driving inflation. But what the elites are doing is, well, we'll just make them poor. We've already got ours, and that'll help bring inflation down a couple points. We get our people back in. And he went off on this on CNBC, explaining basic economics to them, which they do not grasp, and just damn near lost his mind. You never see a Wharton professor do this, much less anyone else. And you never see actual economic truths uttered in America on the television. But it actually happened. And it's ricocheting around the internet. So I want you to hear a Wharton professor say what I've been saying, since the beginning of the year. So finally breaking through on CNBC.
Has just, you know, X
going to... Oh, and he starts basically with how the Fed lied to you for a year and said, no, there's no inflation. We could totally keep printing. To give Biden cover to keep printing, knowing damn well it would cause inflation. And he says it was the worst call in the 100-plus year history of the Fed. But what do? We reappoint Powell. Let him keep going. And now we're all sitting around going, he's going to save us. Yeah, by making America poor.
Has just, you know, executed the last 2 years one of the biggest policy mistakes in the 110-year history of the Fed. By staying so easy when everything was booming and pointing to, my God, inflation is going to be a terrible problem. And now, oh, yeah, we did goof badly there, which he never really admitted. I mean, he still blames some things on Ukraine and, you know, Putin and the supply side, even though oil is way below that level, way beyond that. And now we're saying, oh, my God, he's the God that's going to stop inflation and he's going to crush the wages, which have not kept, which have fallen behind inflation by 3, 4, 5%. You can't have cost push inflation when you're lagging inflation. You can't blame wages for inflation when they're 2, 3, 4, 5% behind inflation. I mean,
he said the other
why
day
is he
that
putting
gonna,
the burden
gonna,
on these working people, the on the employed people?
So understand, Lee, it is the stated policy of the Biden administration, Powell is his Fed chairman, to lower Americans' wages, to fix the inflation caused by the Democrats printing money. It is the biggest secret in economics right now. Everybody knows it. So, yes, this ricocheted all over the country yesterday. Because he told the truth on TV, like, nobody does. That's radical. He won't be back, I'm sure.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.